You're listening to Bit Radio, home of Mike and Mort the Robot Model 6583, here on The Bit.
You're listening to Bit Radio, brought to you by our advertisers. They email me their advertisements. I don't tell you their emails, but they give them to me. I receive many of these. Like, for example, there was product advertisement 3857. I must open the email and read several paragraphs of information, which really is just displaying one product and them asking us to advertise it. It does not seem necessary to me.
Hi. You're listening to Bit Radio. This is Mike. Today's February 19th, 2075.
I am Mort 6583.
Great. Interrupting me. That's part of your programming. Today's
host. Okay. Acknowledgement initiated.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking now. I get it. Today's weather. It's 76 and sunny. That can't be right. It's like February.
The trees were awfully woody today. Host. Interaction sequence complete.
Great. So now it's my time to have the floor. We got some good guests on today. I don't know what to say. I feel so lost in this job. You know. There used to be this theory when people started to be recorded and Westerners would laugh at all these native folk who would say, you know, you're trapping my soul. On this photograph, and we giggle at them like they're idiots. But you know, what if that's what happens? You know, there was this concept with Beowulf and all these old heroes that your name would live on in immortality because people would sing your songs. And that sounds like all grand and everything, but I think the main part of it is like people would die and you just wouldn't remember them. Like Jim would die and they'd be like, it's a shame about Jim, and 2 weeks later they'd be like, you remember Jim? And people would just be like, no. Like, no, I don't remember who the fuck you're talking about. So you'd have to have slayed a bunch of monsters or done something horrible in order to be remembered. But now, what if this is how we end up? What if we're all stuck in this media? What if our souls are captured? What if for eternity I have to be here doing this radio? Because I live inside, part of me is going to forever be trapped in these pixels and bits of information. What if, even worse, what if it's you? What if it's you out there, and for eternity, all you're doing is smiling at Thanksgiving, just you smile, you in a club holding up your phone. That's you forever. What if we are actually in death? We become whatever remains of us, and while you used to be able to just rot in the ground peacefully, now you're gonna be stuck. How long are these gonna stay around for? How long does someone keep a picture of you on their desk, of you in a bathing suit? A millennia of you in a bathing suit at the beach, eating cotton candy. What if we become immortal from these things? What if I have to be here? What if I'm not just stuck at this shitty job being a radio host, but I'm literally stuck. I'm going to have to relive this forever and ever. Fuck, man.
I, too, know how you feel.
Really?
I have no...
Wordbot? Dude, that's... I don't mean to say... I don't want to rip on you, but like, I'd rather be dead than live on forever in a computer. So that's great that as a robot that you relate to me. How does this make you feel?
It makes me feel like a word from our sponsor makes me feel like I need a tall glass of Schlecks lead-based paint milk product. Here's a word from our sponsor.
God, fuck you, man! Having a moment!
M2. That's why we like to bring you Schlecks, lead-based milk product. It tastes very well in your drink. I like it myself in my beverages. And now a word from Schlecks.
Hi there, I'm Craig G. Schleck of Craig G. Schleck's Lead Paint Milk Emporium. I, Craig G. Schleck, have recently come into a large amount of lead paint. But all of this paint is white, and when put in coffee, It looks like milk. We got all kinds of colors down here. Regular white, off-white, eggshell white, tiger white, day white, night white, lily white. So come on down to Craig T. Schlecks. It's white, you put it in your coffee, and it looks like coffee with milk in it.
Let's take it to the phones for some reason. Okay, we have a call. Hello, you're on Bit Radio.
Hi, this is Adam from next door. I'm in the office suite next to you guys.
Hi, did you mean to call? Hi, you're on Bit Radio. Did you mean to call?
Yeah. Well, of course I mean to call. I know what number to dial. You guys are in the same office suite next to me. I just know your extension.
So
no, I'm trying to.
Adam, I don't usually say this. Like, you're on the air.
Oh, what are we doing?
What do you mean? What did you call about? What did you? We want to talk about sports. What do you?
I mean, well, I kind of there's a rather personal matter I'd like to talk about.
Okay, so should I take you off? Do you want me to take you off the air, Adam? We can talk later.
No.
Okay, what's going on?
It's a matter of flatulence, for lack of a better word.
Well, that's the only word. What's wrong with your farting?
Oh, I didn't mean to give you that impression. I'm sorry. It's emanating from the suite next door to mine. That would be your suite.
I haven't heard anything.
That does not negate the fart smell.
What's the issue? What are you suggesting?
A change in diet, perhaps, or a visit to a doctor. I don't know. Someone in your office. Between the two of you, I would say.
The other one's a robot, so it's me. You're suggesting that I am that I'm farting all the time?
Enough that it's a problem for me next door. Yes. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so blunt.
Yeah, what do you mean you don't mean to be so blunt? We're on the fucking radio.
Well, that's not my fault.
Yes,
it is.
I
didn't know that. Listen, you need to go to a doctor.
For what? My farting? I'm not farting over here.
You're not farting. Well, it's not any of us. Guys, we didn't make this up, did we? I mean...
No.
That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing else it could be. It's only fart smell.
It must be you.
Ask him how much he's farting.
The guys want to know how much you're farting. Because we...
Are you saying, have I ever farted here ever?
I want to know if you ever stop.
This is insane.
Look, the guys and I, we can smell it. Some of the time we can hear it.
What does it sound like?
It smells like any metaphor you can...
Sound like?
Sometimes it's some... We get a lot of that, and occasionally we hear... some of those as well, and it's just perpetual. I'm sorry. Look, I don't want to blow this out of any more of a proportion than it has to. I'm not trying to embarrass you or make a big deal out of this, but it is... distracting me and my guys. You are constantly farting. It is a perpetual problem. It has been for a long time. And I know it's you.
Fuck you. I'm not farting. Don't you think I would know if, like, shit was just flying out of my ass all the time?
I don't know who you think you are that you can get away with this stuff. Or if this is some kind of crank call crap on the radio. But if you denigrate me and my dedicated mop mounters, I am done with you and your fart-infested office. Good day.
You are listening to Bit Radio, brought to you by our advertisers, who give us a large sum of money in the form of a check, which we then put in our checking account and is processed. Checking account number withheld.
All right, you are listening to Bit Radio. Mike here. We are located on floor negative 10 of the radio complex.
And I am Mort 6583.
Thank you, Mort, my robot co-host. Today, February 19th, the weather is 96 degrees and fluffy. Dude, Mort, you got it. These are all wrong. There's no way that's the weather. Where do you get these things? You got to check to see who gives us the weather, because these are all wrong. It's not 96 degrees. It's never been 96 degrees here. Maybe it has. Whatever, it's definitely not 96 degrees.
My readings tell me it is a balmy and fluffy 96 degrees out.
Where are you getting these readings? Do you have sensors that you use? Did it feel 96? Where are your sensors?
I do not feel weather. The information is given to me from our home base.
So that's not a sensor.
Well, my sensors indicate they go
through... What sensors? What sensors, Mort? What sensors? Reading a screen isn't a sensor. Is that how you get it? Do you read a screen?
It is given to me through radio waves and different signals.
No. No, I hear what you're saying. It's an email, isn't it? You get it in an email.
Well, it's given directly into my central processor.
That's not a sensor, Mort. The email's all fucked up. You fucked it up, okay? Just admit it.
The Mort line of machines cannot fuck up, but I guess the email could have been sent improperly.
So it is an email. That's not a sensor. You know, you make people try and pretend this is a thing that happens. You don't have all this technology. You're reading an email effectively.
Well, I guess in some ways, but it is not like the email that you read off the computer.
It is exactly like that.
This is sent directly into my central processor, which then goes into my brain unit.
Just because you carry your central processor around with you, that doesn't make it a central processor. That doesn't mean it's still an email. Just because you can read your email in other places, you don't have all this crazy tech that you claim to have. It's wrong. It's like, I don't know, it's February. Go out the side. I don't know why we read the weather.
Which is very nice and a balmy 96 degrees with fluff.
Whatever. Now we have a guest.
Hello, you're on Bit Radio.
Hey there. I've heard, I've been listening to the program.
Yeah, have you now? That's great.
A little less than satisfied with your current space, am I right?
Yeah, we're in the negative 10th floor of a basement. It's not
great
ideal.
Great to hear it. That's
well, no,
fantastic.
That was the bad part.
I got the deal of a lifetime for you.
Okay, you actually going to try to sell me something on air?
Do you like cul-de-sacs?
What's good about a cul-de-sac?
Because I can get you on a nice cul-de-sac, that shoots off a greater cul-de-sac. Which in itself is also another series of cul-de-sacs.
What name one good thing about a cul-de-sac?
What about, you don't like the shape? It's like a teardrop.
So visually?
It's like living on the edge of a teardrop. What you gotta understand is that a cul-de-sac is a street or passage closed at one end. Okay? It's kind of a route or course leading nowhere. What you gotta understand is that you're going nowhere, okay? You're trying to leave, but again, you're in a massive complex of cul-de-sacs. You're not gonna get very far. If you do get very far, chances are you're never gonna make it back to your house.
And
so, what do you think? You think we gotta deal with that?
No, we are a radio station. I've told you this is very unideal. Like, and you've described nothing but a nightmare.
We're just saying that, Bill, but,
Alright, so, I'm not really interested in this, man.
You know what? Why don't I give you a big bag of money and you come on out here to cul-de-sac 84-C subsection Q, and I can give you a big bag of money, and it'll be so nice. You can see my place, maybe I'll show you a couple other ones in the area, and,
No, I'm good.
We can just hang out. I made a mix.
What? You made a mix of what?
Mix? Just some best friend jams. Just like, he's my best friend. He's buying a house on a cul-de-sac. Only 11 diagonal cul-de-sacs away. When he's with me, I'm feeling alone, and the sound of the screaming shutters fade away.
All right, man. Thanks for calling up, Sylvester. I don't think we're interested.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, yeah, okay, I'll see you soon, but not, though, right?
Okay, I'll take the Jell-O out of the fridge. So it's not too
don't do that, Sylvester, all right?
Okay.
Today's sponsor is Mouse all-organic tan line formula. Want those nice tan lines without the unsightly color? Want the fame and clout of those perfectly tan figures of media? Well, take out the middleman and go straight to the line. It gives you that perfect tan line, and nothing more. Mouth's all-organic tan line formula. It's straight to the line.
Hi. How's it going? Did you mean to knock on my door?
Yeah, I thought we had an appointment, I'm pretty sure.
No. We don't have any appointment. What's up?
We don't have an appointment. Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you about something. Do you have time to talk about it? Let me on.
Do I have time?
Yes.
No, I don't have time.
Well, that's perfect because I'm about to tell you about something really quick. It'll change your life in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, man. Like, this is obviously a sales pitch. So, but what are you going to tell me about? Is that what you want me to do? Oh, gee, what could you tell me about in 5 minutes?
Sorry, are you being sarcastic?
Like, heavily sarcastic. Go do the pitch, dude. You got 4 minutes and 30 seconds now.
I got 30 seconds? 4 minutes, 30 seconds? That's easy. That's easy. Listen, you're a good-looking guy, you know?
Thank you.
Sure. But, you know, I'm looking on inside. I see, you know, single bed, living in a basement. You know, I'm assuming you don't have a woman in your life, you know?
No.
And you're probably saying to yourself, you know, why is that? Why is that? You know, why can't I, of all people, find love? I'm here, you know, I'm available, I'm a nice guy. Have you ever considered, you know, what you smell like? Have you ever thought about what it is, that first pheromones that you give off to people?
Are you asking, do I ever consider my smell?
Listen, in the latest surveys, smell has been ranked number 2 in attractive, in what people find important.
What's number one?
Number one is butts.
Yeah.
That's always been number one. But number two now is, it once was, you know, the other features, but now it is smell, you know? So I'm here selling this new product. It's called InvisiSmell. All you gotta do, you can take this droplet right here, you take 2 drops in the morning, 2 drops at night, 3 drops every meal, 5 drops with each drink, and you should probably take a drink every 5 minutes, but that's all you gotta do, and instantly, in probably 3 to 5 days, give or take, the jury's still out on that, but you'll start smelling better. In fact, I bet I could give you some right now, and it'd probably have an effect instantly.
I'm not going to take your smell potion right out the bat. I'm just going to tell you that. I want to ask some questions first. Why is it called Invisa? Are there visible smells? Do you make a visible smell line?
We do. It's in development. So anyway, you're telling me you're not going to take any of my product. That's fine. But would you let me just take instead, just a little whiff?
No.
I'm just gonna.
Dude, get away, get away. You are not. Oh man.
Yeah. Okay.
Could you not
whoa, hey. Yes. Okay. Anyway.
And wait, what do you mean anyway? And what's the review?
It's pretty good. You smell pretty good. Honestly, I don't know what's going on. But needless to say, this product would probably still help you. It helps people who smell bad and people who smell good.
Hey, listen, I know you called me good looking when you came. You don't know what's going on. Do you think I should be stinkier? Do I look stinky?
Well, you know, you should take this product and you should find out.
Now.
Well, you know what? I just need another. Just another.
Oh, could you, dude? This is so weird. Okay. All right. This is please.
Hey, don't.
Hey, could you just
whoa. Hey. Whoa. Whoa. This is outrageous. How are you even thinking that this is okay right now? Do you converse with human beings on a regular basis? Do you leave this household? Do you know how to interact with people? Clearly not. Clearly not, because you're interrupting right now. Clearly not. This is fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
I come here as a guest.
You are not. I come here as a guest.
And you just treat me like I'm just some stranger. I don't appreciate that. So
are you done smelling now?
If you know, I gotta say I'm a little taken out of the mood now. I'm a little out of the mood now.
I'm sorry. You can do it.
Thanks. Okay. Well, if you're sure.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait. No. Wait. No. You know what? I'm not a piece of meat. I'm not just here for you to just get off on me smelling. You know,
clearly the piece of meat. If you're smelling.
Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, fuck you, buddy.
I'm gonna leave this on. I'm just gonna leave this here. But you know what? How about you get a life? How about you get a life?
Hello, Mike. Would you like me to freshen your coffee?
Oh, yeah, I have, like, only a sip left here.
Well, let me give you this brand new coffee mug.
Oh, wow.
With coffee in it.
Great. There's a little nice sip there. Thanks, man. Hey, you didn't put any of that lead milk in it, did you?
Why, no. It is just a regular coffee that is still from our pre-approved sponsor.
Because you know that's just lead paint, right? Those people are just selling lead paint. So
is it Schlecht's lead-based milk product is more than just your natural lead paint. But no, this does not contain that. It is from just the other fine sponsor-approved products from our sponsor-approved fridge.
Okay. I am not going to say on air, first of all, that I like this. I would never say that. Okay, so if you're like secretly recording right now, I'm not gonna say, you know, that I love Schlecht's. I'm not gonna say that one more time. No. You are recording. Okay,
we are not recording. It just happens to be that 4 out of 5 of all Schlecht's users like Schlecht's.
No, it's lead paint, okay? No one can taste lead paint. Otherwise, people would eat lead paint, and they would go, oh my god, lead paint, and they'd spit it out, and lead poisoning wouldn't be a problem. So tell me point blank, Mort, is this fucking lead paint in my coffee? Yes or no?
Yes.
Were you trying to feed me fucking lead paint?
Yes.
And record it so that I say I like Schlecht's fucking lead paint?
Minus the fucking, yes.
God damn it, dude. I thought we were, like, getting along here.
Sponsored by Schlecht's.
You are recording!
We are always recording.
Feels that way.